of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome to Sovereign Mind Radio. Good morning. My name is Mark Kent, and I'll be your host. We are sponsored by North State Consultants, Inc., the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101. Consultations are by appointment only. Today is January 14th, 2012. Oh, boy.
We're still not quite used to this Saturday morning thing.
Yeah, we're going to have to, you know, do some extra work here or something. I'm in the studio here with my sister, Linda Kent, and Nate, our trusted soundboard and operator and all-around good guy. How you doing this morning, Nate?
Great. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're here to talk. We're going to have a special guest on today, Oscar Brown, and he's supposed to be calling in about 15 minutes after. And he's here to talk about the California Bill of Rights Initiative. And so we want to, you know, kind of go over that. That's a very important issue that we've been going over here lately. But let's get started here. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What is it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you start doing something? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourself on the issues. Talk to your neighbors, go to a Tea Party meeting, check out the website, and see what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big out-of-control government. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in. The number here is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Reminders, Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 Bonneview, South Bonneview, actually, Destiny Fellowship. We are about limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the constitutions. To the constitutions, no, just the one constitution, I think.
Well, state and federal.
State and federal, yeah. So have you got any veterans events that we need to talk about, Linda?
Yes, I do. First of all, I would like to let people know about the services that are going for Petty Officer First Clad Chad Reginald, I believe is how you say it, today. The kickstands are up at noon, and they will be escorting him out to the cemetery at 1. So if you want to be along the route to show your support for him, that would be great. The escort's going to be going up 273 to Clear Creek, and then from Clear Creek on up to the cemetery. And then also I want to remind everybody about Valentine's for the Troops tomorrow. Dinner and dance. I believe it starts at 4:30, and it's going to be at the Anderson Fairgrounds. So come out and help us pack the boxes and get that ready to go overseas to the troops that are still over there for Valentine's Day.
Oh, very good. Very good. Seems like I'm having a little internet issue here for some reason.
Yeah, I'm having it on this computer too. Just keep trying it. You remember we had that problem before?
Yeah, I know, every once in a while. Hopefully it won't affect our program as much as it did the last time.
Well, about the boxes that you were just talking about, I received a box when I was overseas, and believe me, it was awesome.
Awesome.
You know what
cool.
I mean? Because there's not a lot of, you know, especially when you get, you're used to home stuff, you know what I mean? When you're overseas, it's a lot of that kind of stuff.
Right.
So it's just, I was really grateful for it. So
yeah, so if you could come down and help us out to get those packed. And also, if you know anybody over there and you have an address for somebody that's overseas, please get a hold of us so that we can make sure that they get one of those good boxes.
Very good. Very good. So where were you at over there, Nate, just as a curiosity?
I was over in the Persian Gulf in the Straits of Hormuz, actually, on my aircraft carrier. Actually, Carl Vinson's over there right now. There's three aircraft carriers over there, and that was the one I was on, Carl Vinson. So, yeah, I got to be in the Persian Gulf for a while, and also I got to travel the whole world, you know, in the So that was great.
Yeah, join the Navy, see the world deal?
Yeah, basically. And I got money for college, so it was perfect.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
And cool. I got to serve my country.
Well, thank you for that.
All at the same time.
Exactly. Three birds with one stone.
Okay, I have a quote here. This is entitled, "The Quote of the Century, Maybe Even the Millennium." Got to say millennium. Millennium.
Millennium.
I'm going to have a
blah, blah. Here we go.
Lips are out of control here. Let's see. Some people have the vocabulary to sum things up in a way that you can quickly understand. This quote comes from the Czech Republic. Someone over there has figured it out. It was translated into English from an article in the Prague newspaper, Prague Zeitung. I'm not even sure how you say that because that's Polish, I'm assuming. And here goes. "The danger to America is not Barack Obama, but a citizenry capable of trusting a man like him with the presidency. It will be far easier to limit and undo the follies of an Obama presidency than to restore the necessary common sense and good judgment to a depraved electorate willing to have such a man for their president. The problem is much deeper and far more serious than Mr. Obama, who is merely a symptom of what ails America. Blaming the Prince of Fools should not blind everybody to the vast confederacy of fools that made him their prince. The Republic can survive Barack Obama, who is, after all, merely a fool, and is less likely to survive a multitude of fools, such as those who made him president." Now, boy, that's a scathing deal there. But, gosh, I had to read it because that's coming from the Czech Republic, you know. So maybe they're seeing some stuff, too. And I guess everybody has their opinions. But, you know, after a while, it's like, you know, What can you say? It's, you know, there's some truth to that. So I have one more quote here. "If tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign army." That's James Madison. So that's a pretty interesting thing, you know. I mean, so if we're going to lose our freedom, it's going to, you know, come on, the tyranny is going to start and the oppression come from the guise of fighting in a foreign country. Does that sound, or a foreign enemy, does that sound familiar at all to anybody right now but me? I don't know. I guess I would stop listening to the talking heads on all the lamestream media, Fox included, because it's getting to a point where you can't believe anything they say. I mean, you know, this whole nuclear thing that's coming on and so forth. Wow. You know, anyway, I wanted to do a little bit on the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, but I guess I'll have to wait till the end on that one because we're running out of time. We have our guest coming on and we're going into a break here. What do we have, about a minute, 2 minutes? I wanted to go over the National Taxpayer Advocate delivery of her annual report. This is Nina Olson to Congress, focusing on IRS funding and taxpayers' rights. And, you know, it's some interesting stuff because they're talking about, you know, the problem. She delivers this report every year and tells the basically the powers that be, you know, what the problems are with the IRS and so forth. And if I don't have time to hit this before our guest gets on, then I'll hit it towards the end if possible or next week. But there's some real problems in the IRS as far as, you know, responses, circumventing due process and law. And so, you know, it's something that we need to be aware of because it's important that they follow due process. And this comes right out of her report, who is the National Taxpayers Advocate. So, anyway.
And you might want to explain later on what a taxpayer advocate really is for the people.
Yeah, they work for the IRS. They're just another division. So, but, you know, she's put together, you know, what she, you know, lists as the biggest problems agents in the IRS, or the collection agents especially, are starting to do, and they've put together an automated system at this point to where you're not even getting due process because a computer automatically spits out a bill that you owe, and if you don't know how to deal with that, then you just think you owe and you write them a check and there's no recourse. So there's some things that you need to understand about the Bill of Rights and what they're doing with the taxpayers and so forth, and these ACS, the automated collection systems. So like I say, we're going to go to a break right now, and when we come back, we'll have our guest Oscar Braun with us. I'm hoping he's on the
I think he's on the line.
He's on the line, so we'll be right back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, and hope you're having a great day. I broke up.
drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
This is Sovereign Mind Radio, and this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. And I believe we have our caller on the line. Are you there, Oscar?
I sure am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Oscar.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just pulled into Santa Cruz about 5 minutes ago, and I'm here at KNCS. Going to be doing a program with them at 9 o'clock.
Busy guy.
Well, it's been wonderfully busy, and we've been getting a great response statewide. So thanks so much for inviting me on.
Oh, no problem at all. We're glad to have you. Very interested in the subject matter. Only the internet's down, so I'm not quite as prepared as I thought I was going to be.
Well, listen, I'm used to being confronted with that almost on a daily basis.
Well, let's get right to it, because with an hour show, we can never seem to have enough time to get it all in. So could you tell us about the taxpayer, or the California Taxpayer Bill of Rights? And I know it's got a lot of stuff in it that it's trying to fix, the EPA and all kinds of stuff, which I probably could have listed out here had I been able to get to your website.
Well, in many ways, I prefer going down this route. First of all, your viewers can find out all about the California Bill of Rights by going to cabillofrights.org.
Very good.
And I have set this website up as it's kind of like a tutorial, and it's broken into kind of 3 areas. And the top area is all about the initiative, which is a constitutional initiative, and where you can actually read the text, and you can look at a sample petition that we're circulating now, and then you have the ability to order the petitions. We're sending them out and distributing them statewide in tablets of 50. So each petition carries 7 signatures, So you would have enough to get 350 signatures.
Now, now, when you say constitutional initiative, what exactly do you mean?
Well, it means that this is not just passing, let's say, a referendum or a new law, a new piece of legislation. This actually will amend our California Constitution.
So, wow.
And what I have done is that I have essentially taken the Ninth and Tenth Amendment of the U.S. Bill of Rights, which, of course, is the Ninth and Tenth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
And I have modified it a little bit, and we will be amending our Constitution, if we can qualify it, to the ballot, and, and get approval from the people.
What does it take to qualify? How many signatures do you need?
It takes 807,000 signatures, and in order to really qualify it, you have to get 110%. And what they do when you get 110%, or about a little over 900,000 signatures, they would do a spot check, make sure that what the percentage of errors, all the petition signatures that don't match up, or they've made some type of registration error, are disqualified.
I see.
You don't want to get anything beyond, let's say, 2 or 3%.
Okay.
So that's why if you get 110%, you're good for the plus side. We have printed up the petitions professionally. They're four color. They have all the instructions to guide the folks that want to see this be placed on the ballot, so they'll have an opportunity to vote on it. This is our second year time we've done this. We did this back in 2010, and that was kind of our rookie year. And we got a tremendous amount of support for the initiative back then, especially from the Central Valley. And we got about 60,000 signatures, which was from just totally word of mouth, and we didn't have anywhere near as organized as we needed to.
So for the people out there, if they want to get petitions, they can just go on your website, correct, and
absolutely.
Click on that button?
And I'm going to, yeah, and just, it's really simple. Yeah, so they go there to cabillofrights.org. And actually, I'm going to give you another way that you can get there, and that's Ninther, that's 9ther.com. And the Ninther stands for the Ninth Amendment, which we're going to talk about a little bit today, especially. I love the name of your program, Sovereign Minds, because this is all about personal sovereignty and why we're unique.
Yeah, there was a song written somewhere that said, "Free your mind and the rest will follow."
Yeah, well, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. if they go to Ninther, 9ther, okay. .com, or cabillofrights.org, they'll arrive at the same place. I've actually set up about five different what is known as mirror sites. They're all the same. Okay, so they go there, and right there on the very top is a two little rows of links, and they're all about the the initiative and how to get yourself a petition shipped out to you, and then you go to the next section. If you want to get background, and it's kind of like a information toolkit, and it tells you all about the Constitution, tells you about the state of California, what the budget shortfalls, and et cetera. And it's just a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous learning center, and the information there is accurate and, frankly, beyond reproach. And we're driving the politicians crazy.
How important do you think it is to get this thing passed? I mean, maybe you can kind of go into a little bit of what it actually is going to do and change.
Great. I've laid the site out, and again, on that first line of links, I have what is known as the Legislative Analyst Office opinion, okay? And it's a really brief opinion. It's literally, I would guess, about 150 words. But I'm going to tell you the most succinct part of it. legislative analyst said, well, what's this initiative about? And it says it's about the unalienable natural rights of California. You know, we are a nation that was founded on that we would be the first to govern ourselves, the first and only nation that has ever been created and exists today, where the people, every individual, is a sovereign.
Right, the great experiment, self-governance. Yeah,
exactly. And if you you know, remember that, of course, everybody does the Declaration of Independence, in which Jefferson so brilliantly wrote that we still hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. So unalienable natural rights, okay?
Right.
Of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I think you made one mistake there when you said that everybody knows about it, because I think the people up on Capitol Hill and down there in Sacramento have forgotten
all
about
this.
Well,
that's fair. You know, that is fair. And I am also running for the U.S. Senate. I plan to be running against, as a conservative, against Senator Feinstein.
Oh, wow.
And
nice.
One of the things that I'm promising Californians is that I will never support and I will always oppose any type of federal legislation that would in any way take away the unalienable rights or encroach upon the unalienable rights of Californians.
It seems like the federal process has been circumvented through the federal regulation. I mean, in other words, they've been circumventing the 10th Amendment and so forth and states' rights. And isn't that kind of what this is sort of all about?
Well, this is all about. You know, there's, you know, you said states' rights there, and that's what I've been using virtually all my life. But the fact of the matter is that states don't have rights. States have powers.
I see.
And only people, we the people, have power. I mean, have rights.
That's a great distinction. That's a great distinction.
Well, that's one that I really kind of resolved last year. You know, the first time we were doing this, and I got into a wonderful discussion with a constitutional scholar, and his name is John Yu. And we talked about this at length, and it's just you know, it's just like, wow, I hadn't even thought about that, but of course that's spot on, but I want to tell your listeners that on that website, on that first page there is a link in the center section. It's called, and it says, are you a ninther? And say, well, what the heck is a ninther? And this is what I wrote, and this is what they'll find. They say, you know, the name of the designation describing individuals or groups who identify with the principles associated with the Ninth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And here's what it is in a nutshell, that all men possess the unalienable right to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God are entitled. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed, from the consent of the people. A ninther believes that there's a long tradition of unenumerated rights protected by the United States Constitution. And most people don't even know or even have heard of the Ninth Amendment. But what the Ninth Amendment says is that, you know, the people have all these unalienable rights, so many that we can't possibly list them within the Constitution. So the Ninth Amendment says even those that are not listed here are have the same power and force as those that are, like the First Amendment through the Eighth Amendment.
Wow.
So that's what it says, and that's a part of our Constitution. That's something that, of course, the Ninth, and as you mentioned earlier, the Tenth Amendment lays out what powers the people authorize the federal government to have.
Right.
And those are limited powers, of course.
Enumerated, absolutely.
And they're enumerated, and they're listed under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. What my initiative will do, as I said earlier,
Oscar, I got to interrupt you because we got to go to a break here.
Go to a break?
Yeah, sure. I have to go to a break, but we'll be right back. Hold that thought, and we'll be just a minute here. This is Sovereign.
I'll do it, Mark.
Very good. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire.
Let's all go stand around it.
Funny, I've been there, and you've been here. We ain't had no time to drink that beer. 'Cause I understand you've been running from the man that goes by the name of the Sandman. He flies the sky like an eagle in the eye.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th.
This is Carl Bott. Welcome to our newest show, Shasta Startup, 9 to 10 a.m. every Friday. Guest host this week will be Randy Denham.
That's right, and we're going to be talking food. Reading's got some great establishments and more coming, and we're going to be having the owner of Clary's Restaurant. So tune in Friday and hear about the old, new, and yet to come for Reading, California food.
That's Friday, 9 to 10 a.m., Shasta Startup, right here on KCNR 1460.
Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire, and we have with us Oscar Braun, and he's talking about getting our freedom back through a California initiative. Are you there, Oscar?
I sure am, Mark.
Very good.
I just wanted to let everybody know out there that the chat room, we're still not up and running, so that's why we're not responding if you're on there.
Yeah, we got no internet here, so what can we do?
We wing it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We do what we do, that voodoo that we do so well.
Well, I try to keep this as straightforward and easy to understand as possible. I want to just finish up on what my initiative will do, why it is there. And we now, you know, before the break, we were talking about our unalienable rights, in which all of us have, and they're gifts, and we have them literally under this initiative from the moment of conception.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you become a live person. You know, when you are
born,
born actually before you're born, when from conception, literally from that when that first single cell is created, all these rights are already there. You know, it doesn't say life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and it doesn't say life, for instance, after 3 months or 2 hours or, you know, 2 years, whatever the case may be.
Right.
All right? So it's just, it says what it says, and the difference between, there's two types of rights.
That's what I wanted to talk about, inalienable.
Unalienable and inalienable. And the definitions you'll find on the very first link when you visit cabillofrights.org. But I'm going to read you the definition that we used and we cited for the Attorney General when we submitted this. The state of things or rights which cannot be sold, things which are not in commerce as public roads, and in their nature are unalienable. Things that are unalienable in consequences of particular provisions of this law forbids any type of sell or transfer, and natural rights of life and liberty are unalienable.
Yeah, you can't even give them away if you wanted to.
You can't give them away. You know, you can't throw them away. And even if you're not a believer, let's say you don't believe in a deity, you don't believe in a God, they're still there.
Yeah, you know, okay. What's the beauty of that? Most people don't realize, whether you're from a religious standpoint or not, is that if your rights come from God, the genius of that is that the only one that can take them away is God.
That's
so
correct.
That protects them.
Yeah, and in my faith community, we believe that you know, our God loves us and wants us to be with Him for eternity. So that's not an option.
Right.
The very first thing that they'll find at the very top of the page is under the Bill of Rights, it says natural law, and that's what this initiative is on. Natural law is a law higher than any human law. And I read a book some years ago, which is very well written and very popular, and it's by Richard Mayberry, who is a Californian. And the two books that had the most incredible impact on me and guided me, frankly, in when writing the initiative language. The first book was called Whatever Happened to Justice? And it's a paperback, and it's not very large, and it was written by Mr. Mayberry, Richard Mayberry, who was a school teacher, for middle school and high school students. And it's about natural law. And it's probably 100 pages, if that. And he wrote another book, which is called Whatever Happened to Penny Candy. So, Whatever Happened to Justice, about natural